All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with your favorite, Sheila Holm. We're going to be talking about Faith and Soldier Monument, the true history of America before it was overtaken, well, before the Civil War. So basically everything you learned was wrong, real wrong. And she's going to talk about that now. Sheila, thank you for joining me.
It is so exciting to be back with you. Getting this information out is so critical in these days. And I'm just so grateful that your audience really gets it. I mean, when we did the eclipses, I mean, my goodness, the people were sharing all over the place. It was amazing. And
yeah,
we've got to get this truth out.
Yeah, yeah, because what we think happened did not happen. And I've always known in school, I'm like, man, none of this makes sense. I don't believe any of it, even when I was a young kid. And that gave me an excuse to be a really bad student. But
I was too. You know, I hated it. Yeah.
It is what it is. But first, do you know what you're eating? We live in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than ever right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than they've ever been? According to U.S. board certified physician and expert nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And wait till you hear this. Because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin, they are banned in other countries. Not here, though. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time that someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. You know a lot of people that are obese and they don't really eat that much. And you wonder to yourself, how can that be? Well, could be the food that they're eating. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. Folks, this is how you turn everything around. To find out these three fake health foods, and they're fake health foods, folks, they're not even healthy for you. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino, the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino, and get started, or hit the description box below and start learning how to take care of your body. It's important. It's the only real thing we own. It's all we got while we're here. Might as well take care of it and start looking your best. Sheila, all right. How do you like my commercials?
Love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no commercials that have passion anymore. We can't even remember the logos of them. Remember, you used to be able to start a
commercial.
That's
why I like the ShamWow guy. I've had the ShamWow guy on my show.
Uh-huh.
He was the last big like infomercial guy that I thought, you know, he's funny. And I've had him on my show a few times, and he's cool. Yeah, I like him. So, Sheila, what are we talking about today? So we're going to be talking about this Faith Soldier Monument and basically fake history, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they knew how bad this was. And I kept saying, I was putting the Faith Monument in almost all my books. There's probably two or three that don't have it out of the 18. And I was always talking about how the pilgrims brought us all this truth. And it's four simple pillars, how to raise up a child in the way they should go. And they were raised up by their parents and mentored by their grandparents. It was simple. And they put it out on a hill out in Massachusetts. And Plymouth, Massachusetts, and it's in a cul-de-sac, and nobody even knows it's there.
So,
and they changed
so
the
this
name.
this monument is kind of like opposes the Guidestones.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Guidestones are like, okay, so you're saying that this is like the direct opposition of the Guidestones that are, and we have to be very vague on this, folks, but it's somewhere down in Georgia. So these things are like the opposing force to that, and these were put up before that?
These were put up in 1889, 100 years after Washington took his oath. And they were put up as a national monument to the forefathers, and that's not what it was. This is what the pilgrims brought to America, this truth, because the Bible had just been transcribed into English.
So
And
let me ask you this. Your books, you've written how many books, Sheila?
Well, 18 are out. I've got another 9 in process. 4 are on the front burner, going out really quickly, and then 5 are on the back burner.
Okay, so I gotta say that I've written one book. I read it. I wrote it. I read it. I wrote the
Yeah.
book myself, and I realized how hard that task is. That's not easy. Like I did it in a month, but it took all my energy, and it was hard. It's not writing a book is not an easy feat. For you to write that many, I am thoroughly impressed. Like, wow, that's incredible. Like, so I give you my hats off to you. You must be a brilliant lady. So, and I know you are. I know you are. So your books are being taught in schools and homeschools now that where they're trying to teach the correct history, correct?
Yeah, the teenagers were telling their parents to sit down and watch these interviews. It's going to resonate with you. This is the truth. And so the kids were demanding it. It's just amazing how this is all formed. Because I'm just doing what God's telling me to do so I can get back out of Georgia and get back to San Diego. And it's not working yet. Right now I'm working on a 45 points, and the 45 points is going to be explaining how they did all of this to us. But when I was talking about the faith monument, and that's what I was always talking about, boom, I go to Batavia. On my way to Batavia, I stop in Gettysburg, and the family that met me there, their children love the war, and so they were studying the war. So I made this whole thing about giving them a tour of this war area in Gettysburg on the way to Batavia. So we started this, and the two monuments, if we can slide up just a little bit, and you can see the tops of the two monuments where faith is pointing up to heaven, holding the Bible, you can see how identical they are. So when the soldier monument was put up, it went up in 4 years. It's all concrete form. The one on the left, the faith monument, is done in granite. And so those stones that you were mentioning, those guide stones, is a reason why they called it stones, by the way. Is that they said it was the tallest granite monument in America, and it's 18 or 19 feet tall. This one that you see of the Faith Monument is 81 feet tall. I had to stand on the other side of the road, way back on the other side of my car, to get a straight on picture of that
Are
Faith
these your
Monument.
pictures?
These are all my pictures.
Wow. And so I'm surprised these are still up, to be honest with you. I'm surprised they didn't tear them down.
It's amazing, isn't it? And then the soldier monument, there it was in Gettysburg in the National Cemetery. And even the guys giving the tour didn't know what it even meant. And it was
Are
all
you
dedicated to
serious?
Abraham Lincoln. I'm serious. I'm serious. As we go through this, you're going to see how simple this is. And they didn't even understand. And there are no words on this, except there's a little bit in the center, as you can see, between the Civil War soldier and the woman on the right. And all it was Gettysburg. July 1, 2, 3, 1863. That was the bloodiest battle of all of the Civil War. And they had just come
Wow.
through that. They did the dedication of the cornerstone of this in 1865, and they erected it in 4 years. By 1869, this was up exactly as you see it now. It's been there since 1869. The one that they knew about, you see, they knew about the Faith Monument because it's exactly the same, only there's no Bibles, no Ten Commandments, no promises, no. It doesn't it, you'll see how the pattern is so completely different. The soldiers already knew exactly what we were going through and why Abraham Lincoln was taken out.
Wow. So why was Abraham Lincoln taken out?
Well, he was a believer, and he wanted everything per the Bible. He quoted the Bible all the time. He read the Bible all the time. That's the only book he read. Just like we've talked about Wigglesworth when we talked about some of my books, and Wigglesworth only allowed the Bible in his home. The man didn't know how to read until God helped him learn how to read the Bible after he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So that you'll see such a drastic difference in these two monuments by comparing them like this. Morality has eyes closed. You seek the heart where Christ resides for the truth, has the scrolls of the Bible in her right hand and holding the Ten Commandments in her left. And
Wow.
that truth is what guides you toward liberty and freedom when you're doing the right thing. The other one's called history. You see how she's got a writing instrument? And she's
Yes.
just looking at what other people are doing and making notes on it, and they're calling that history. You see how her history turned out like this? It has
Yes.
no wisdom or basis to it. So, and when you're
So
operating
interesting.
in
It's like
morals,
a wow, the way they captured that in that statue, you're right. She's observing with a pen in her hand. How impressive. Oh, wow.
And what a drastic difference. And there's no, see, there's pictures of the commitment, but they knew about these pillars in order to do these four pillars. So they already had this, and it the pilgrims had paid for it, so it didn't go up. They did this long, long before, and it was never erected up until 1889. This one in Soldier Monument went up in 4 years because it's formed concrete by 1869. He was
Let's go up.
he died, yep, he died April of 1865, and they did the cornerstone in 1865 and immediately moved on to do this. The second pillar is law, which is equal mercy and justice. So if something happens today, like if we do something to harm each other, you would gather some of your peers, I'd gather some of mine. We meet tonight, we gather together, we hash it all out, talk it all over, and find out what the truth is about the matter and resolve it between the people. You don't wait 18 months, do a bunch of depositions, and it's become man's law. And you see how he's got the Ten Commandments in his left hand also.
Yeah, and what's the guy with a piece? He looks like one of my friends that used to come over and smoke the bong.
That's all they look at the depression in it and the open hands. He had a factory job in Europe. He gave it all up, left his family, is here by himself, and he's not getting liberty and freedom. And do you see anything peaceful about that? But that's what they call peace. You see, that's a
He
comparison.
looks depressed. He looks like he should
Yes.
be. Looks like, like he should be a poster boy for depression.
You're going to notice that there's no straight on looks. There's no commun like they're communicating with people, and it's true. As we go through this comparison, it was shocking to everybody to see this comparison.
That
The
doesn't look
next,
like a piece to me. Like he should at least have kind of a grin on his face.
exactly. As we come down to the next slide, because there's only four pillars in this, but the next one is education, and that's where the mom is working with the Bible and the Ten Commandments. And on the side of this pillar, it has the grandparents with the globe talking about the world and the Bible, and giving them their foundation as mentors, and then the parents teaching them. In the other monument for the soldiers, they called it Plenty. But the there was a guy that was one of the park rangers, and he was telling some of the people when we went back, he called it prosperity. I don't see any prosperity in this. I don't notice any improvement of the fabrics. I don't, and she's holding a little sheath of wheat, and that's it. And so they came for things. And you'll see it in the next one also. In the next slide is the fourth,
And
is the
where is this
fourth.
located again?
Right above Plymouth Rock in Plymouth, Massachusetts, in a little cul-de-sac.
Wow. And I mean, I've never even heard of this.
No, and General Flynn had not seen these, seen this. Nobody knows it's even there. Even the park rangers, even the people who give tours, they don't even include this in the tour. It's just, it's a
That's a
monument
shame.
dedicated to Abraham Lincoln, and it's the same with what the pilgrims put together. It's just a monument to the forefathers. So who wants to take their kids on a vacation and see a monument to the forefathers? And we can come back up to the top and show you. It's where Faith is pointing to heaven and holding the Bible. Look right underneath her. I don't know if we can zero in enough. The word faith is right across the center of that one. And that is the Faith Monument. And then when they put it up 100 years after George Washington was inaugurated, that's what they put, National Monument to the Forefathers, by a
Wow.
grateful nation, from a grateful nation, a grateful people. They don't even name the pilgrims. They don't, nothing about them at all.
Jeez. Should I go back down?
Yep. And so we go from morality to law to education. And then we come to liberty. And that's what those take you to liberty and freedom. History, peace, plenty takes you to war. You're always focused on war, tyranny. Everything that they got away from in Europe was already back. And it was back quickly. So the man of liberty that you see on the left, he's got his foot on tyranny. On the side panel, it's got him with his foot on a man with a crown. And then the England. The
In other words,
Lion of England.
like he's stepping on a king.
Yes, on the king's neck.
Wow.
And the remember the lion that they emphasize all the time in England, the big lion, and like they put on the caskets of all the royals and everything. They have this big red, and it's got this golden lion on it. Well, the lion is also Rothschild. The lion is also Rockefeller. That lion is what he has conquered. He has skinned it, and he's sitting on the head of the lion. And up over his right shoulder, you see that paw of that lion. He
Yeah,
has
I thought
completely
those were
conquered it.
medals or something.
Yeah, and it's a looking glass where he can look out like they did on the ships. He can look out to the horizon and see when tyranny's coming back and stomp it out before it gets on land. So that was the whole idea, was to never let tyranny come into this nation. Now you see the soldier on the right, he's got to hold his own gun. He has his right foot on broken clay pots. And if you side down,
But what's his right foot on?
broken clay pots.
Broken clay pots. Okay.
All it is assets. They came for prosperity and plenty. And all they've got stuff. They have to protect their own land. That's why I did these shots. You see the cannonballs by his left foot? He's
Yeah.
got to protect his own acres. They got no liberty. They got no freedom on this land. They proved in
Wow.
the pictures. Look at that face on that soldier. That is not a soldier who's feeling victory. Over 700,000 believers were killed in that war. And when the men realized that's what the focus was, they didn't want us on this land. That's what happened. And that's why it's Gettysburg 1-2-3, 1863. And the president after Lincoln was Ulysses S. Grant. He was the last Republic president. And he said there are but two parties, traitors and patriots.
I love that.
He made it clear. He made it clear. But he signed executive orders and he brought all of the pagan religion stuff back in. Christmas in 1870, Ishtar Easter in 1873. Everything came back. So a lot of this is described in the books, but I didn't have the soldier monuments. I just knew that we didn't realize generation to generation, because we people were only living to be 30, 40, and 50 over those
Yeah.
years.
You know
They weren't
what?
living any longer.
I went to a Savannah graveyard with my buddy, who was an Army Ranger. This was about 15 years ago, and I remember he took me to a cemetery, and we walked around, and it would say the age of the person that died, and they were all children, and they would say who they were, like mother of five, and the girl is only 16, 17. I'm like, how is that even possible? You know, the oldest person that I saw in the cemetery was like 40 something. Like, it was really crazy. They just did not live long.
No. No, it was rough on the land. It was rough on the land. And we didn't know, and it didn't get passed on to the generations what they were doing. And we're going to do that bioweapon targeting one. We'll do it probably on your dot TV. I can
Well, you
explain
can't
to
say that
people
on
then
YouTube.
how all the rest of this was happening. So, but this is where we're at, and that's exactly where we're at now. Boone Cutler's been saying, quit being talking about Republicans versus Democrats. Quit fighting each other. We've got to unite. We've got to unite. Because either you're for the country or you're operating against it. So, and that's what the Faith Monument is about, to operate with the Father. Otherwise, you're operating against him. And we didn't even know the difference. And
That's
here's what
what
was
he
so
did.
powerful. This is Grayson. He was 4 years, 4 days old when we did this. And when he saw me come to the event, I was unloading my car. They had me bring some books. I'm unloading the books. And then he just kept staring at me and smiling. And his grandma said he loves to pray. So when I got ready to speak,
Oh my
I said,
God.
I'd really like you to pray for me. And he goes, And he shook his head no and just ran away. And so grandma asked him, he did the same thing. And I said, I'm so sorry. That night when she went to put him to bed, she said, what was wrong with you? She wanted to pray and you love to pray with people. And he goes, oh, grandma, she didn't need it. And he said, there were big white
What?
angels and all this bright white light. She didn't need prayer. And didn't you
Oh
see
my
it? And
gosh.
he knew, And so this was the
Wow.
day we did the tour, which was on Saturday. And when we did the tour, Juan Osabin had just completed the prayer, the closing prayer at the event. And God said, get the microphone, have him share the testimony. So I said, Grayson, God wants you to share the testimony. And this is his discernment at four. He leans into those of us who've been doing the speaking. There were several presentations. I just did the tour of the monument itself, like I did the year before. And so there's all these people. And he goes, is the testimony for us? Or is it for all of them? Because you see all those cars in the background? So many people started driving in and joining us because they're like, what's happening? And there's never any cars here. I mean, there's never any people here. And they go, what is going on here? Because people don't even know what this is that live there. And so
People that
I
live
said,
there
God,
don't even know
no,
what this
no,
is. Wow.
no.
Wow.
Because it's in a cul-de-sac up on a hill, you know? So when you drive by, you wouldn't see it unless you completely turn because it's so high. That thing is 81 feet tall,
So
six
you
feet,
brought
seven
attention
feet.
to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
When I
I
went there
have
in
a video. Do you
22,
want me to share this video?
well, just a second. I wanted to finish about him. What he
Okay.
did when he gave the testimony, he was sharing all of that. And I just leaned in and I said, that means he saw me in the glory. A lot of people don't see that, but he has the ability to see that. And then he kept the microphone. You see how serious he is at 4 years old. And he
Yeah.
goes, you know, Jesus handled Satan. All you have to do is kick his butt. So please start kicking Satan's butt.
Oh
And then he
my
goes, in the name
gosh,
of our
how
Lord and Savior
precious,
Jesus
man.
Christ, amen, hands me back the microphone and runs off to play. That's
What
who
a
this kid
beautiful
is.
kid, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Ah.
So, and when we did the eclipses, I sent a little video because there was a Hebrew video that came out just a few days after we did that. So this was not shared on the eclipse one, but this is confirmation in Hebrew of exactly what came out of my mouth, what I said in 19 or in 22. And when I said it in 22, nobody wanted to believe me. And right now, even since our interview that everybody loved, you know how the X, they're only using the 2017 and 2014 eclipses again and showing that X and devastation, and there's going to be earthquakes,
Yeah.
there's going to be, they're still doing it again. And so I wanted to provide this Hebrew clip for you so people can see exactly what I said in 22 came out of my mouth. And I don't know Hebrew and I don't know eclipses and I don't know all these things, but this little Hebrew video confirms it.
You see
Where
it?
do we get the word
There.
alphabet
from? That's easy, right? The Greek alphabet. Alphabet, alpha, beta. But where did the Greeks get their alphabet from? Hebrew. Yeah, the language of the God of the Bible. In Hebrew, the first two letters are Aleph Bet, which is where the Greeks got Alpha Beta from. And the Hebrew language is so cool. It's potentially 3,500 years old, and it's such a brilliant use of language. From people that long
Do you
ago? In
understand?
English, everything is phonetic, right? Cat, could, at. That's it. No other meanings. But Hebrew word. At least three dimensions, maybe four, maybe even more. Watch this. The first dimension. It is phonetic, just like English. But in Hebrew, the letters are also pictures. They're pictographic. An example, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Vav. Vav stands for nail or post, like a tent peg. Third dimension. Each letter has a numerical value. A, Aleph is 1, B, Bet is 2. So the numbers, in addition to being pictures and having a phonetic sound, a lot of times they add up to equal something relative to the word it's constructing.
Take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. 1, 2 equals 3. Hebrew word for mother. Aim, Aleph, Mem. 1, 40 equals 41. Sum of 3 and 41, 44. Hebrew word for child. All right, mother, father, child, yelled. That's 10, 30, and 4. 44.
The fourth dimension, the way that the letters are arranged, have a meaning, which is what we're going to cover today with the Hebrew word for truth, emet. This is so cool. It's so cool. Okay. Emet is the word for truth, and it is three letters: Aleph, Mem, Tav. Aleph, which is the first letter and the number one, represents God. The pictograph is an ox head. It is the authority or the strength. So Aleph is the oneness of God, the first, the source, the father. The second letter, Mem, means water, water, which is vital to life. You have to drink water or you will die. If you get dirty, how do you get clean? Water. If you're wounded, you rinse it with water, running water. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And if you stop drinking water, you will die. If you refuse to drink of the water that Jesus provided, The third letter of emet is tav. Tav is the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So in English, we have Z. In Hebrew, they have tav. It is the final letter. It is the completion. It also means a mark, a sign, an omen, or seal. It is the symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. It represents the restoration of all of existence. Jesus is the tav. He is the final letter, which represents a covenant, a seal, a mark, and completion, perfection, restoration. And the pictograph for the letter tav is a door. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. I am the tav. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And it gets better. In Proto-Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, the letter tav was an X, a mark, an X, or a cross. And then the cross changed to a door. It was the idea of salvation, that Jesus would give us salvation on the cross. And by doing so, he became the door to eternal life. A message echoed by the Passover prophecy, where the blood of the lamb over the doorway to your house caused death to pass over. The blood painted over the door in the shape of the letter tav. Final level, and this is where it all comes together. The Hebrew word for truth is emet, aleph mem tav. The Hebrew word for dead is met, mem tav. The only difference between these two words is the aleph, the presence of God. With the presence of God, we have truth and life. Remove God, we only have death. Dead is defined as deprived of life. Dead is the lack of life. And we have life because he lives. People want to know where life came from? God, the Aleph. He created life. With him, we have life and truth. And without him, there is no truth and there is no life.
Pretty impressive.
That exactly matches the Aleph, the angled letter that he is now putting his signature on this nation. That is life and truth. And the Tav is only with us in truth and life. And so all of the fight against us, and that's why when we talked about the eclipses, the people in Nineveh that were saved were the ones that were with him. The rest, he said, he even said to the king, you will never know where they are. You will not know where I have taken them. He gave all of his people the uninhabited lands. And that's why so many have said, now that we're at this point, there is no other place to go but here. But we are here. And that's what the message is between all the peace. You saw that in the Tav and in the completion, the perfection, the number seven. You saw all of the messages that he's giving us in these three eclipses. And it takes all three to prove this message. And so that's why it was so exciting. And this came, if I would have had this before that interview, we could have added it in that interview. But what's so powerful is that's what he gave out of me in 22, and I'm saying all this stuff, and I don't know Hebrew, and I don't know eclipses, and I don't know science stuff, but he proved it. We're either with him or we're not. I don't know if anybody has seen the Tom Cruise film. Did you ever see Night? K-N-I-G-H-T and Day. Tom Cruise did a thing on like an agent, like a CIA agent, and he was traveling, and Cameron Diaz was unfamiliar with everything that was going on. And what he would say is, with me or without me? So you got nothing if you're without me, but with me, and that's exactly where we are. With Father, we don't have the worries of all these things. Without him, it's death. And so it was so powerful to get this message. So thank you for including that today.
Correct. And this was very, very powerful. Thank you, Sheila. Yeah, and then we're going to be going on to ninoscorner.tv, and we're going to be talking about a lot of other stuff, folks. So get over there. Sheila, thank you. Where can people find you? Where can they get your book? It's hisbest.org.
Yes. Or Amazon or Barnes and Noble, and they're printed in many nations too. You don't have to just get ebooks over in Australia or Japan or Europe. You can get the printed books also.
So. Beautiful. Wow. Thank you, Sheila. Nice history lesson, a true history lesson. So man, I gotta tell you, you bring it every time. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good to be with you. Thank you, Nino.